happy you're alongside for Shadron State women's basketball here today as the Lady Eagles looking to take this one from New Mexico Highlands. Tied 27-27 through the first half. Our assignments for victory tonight were for Shadron State to win the turnover battle and the free throw line. So far, Highlands just 1 of 1 at the foul line. Eagles 5 of 6, so that's a check mark for CSC. How about turnovers? Eagles have 9 of them. Highlands has 7, so that's something that we expect could flip around for Shadron State, that they should have turned around to get this win tonight, get that turnovers going the other direction. Breakout early, a big start could lead to a big victory. Well, Highlands started 3 for 3 from 3, but they cooled off a little bit. Shadron State with several runs of their own. Obviously, that one kind of unsaid yet. You can't get that big start breakout to start the game, but you rebound, you hang tough. Maybe a breakout in the second half could put this one away for Shadron State if they could get maybe a 14, 16-point run, something like that. Highlands will start with the ball, and a miss on the drive by Valencia. So an open possession for Highlands to begin things, and Callie Feddersen with the ball now in the front court. Had a big rebounding first half with 9. Gives it to Kendra Bauckham, and we've got a foul far, far from the basket as Kendra got hit in the side of the face. Valencia called for the foul. It is Nguyen's and Feddersen with Rodriguez, Pierce, and Bauckham to start the second half for CSC. Schaefer joining Valencia and Godnet, who's got 3 fouls. Baca and Grulé on the floor for the Highlands 5 to start things off in quarter number 3. And now we have another foul in the key. Scally Feddersen got shoved over. And this one is on Baca. It's her second. 2 quick fouls here in the first 33 seconds on the Cowgirls. And at 27-27, couple fouls. Bauckham has the shot deflected out of bounds. I think she thought maybe a third foul was going to get called. But the officials say it was all ball, out of play, and so the Eagles will inbound from the baseline. Callie Feddersen tosses it. Keely Pierce on the wing has it. Throws the ball into Bauckham, left low block. Back to Nguyen's, and now Feddersen thinking about a 3. Valencia takes her eyes off Feddersen, gave her the shot, missed it though, but an offensive rebound in the corner for Bauckham. Tries to hit Feddersen, cut into the basket, stepping in front, taking it away is Morgan Godnet. Now Feddersen's going to take it right back, a steal for CSC. Feddersen looked frustrated. Nobody got back in time to really start a quick little break to the basket. Ends up pretty good though as Feddersen finds Nguyen's on the wing for 3. 8:53 to go, and Havana makes it 30-27. Second three-pointer for Havana Nguyen's. Eagles have a three-point lead, 30-27. Shadron State, this is the first lead change. Highlands led the entire first half. CSC did not get that lead until right now, but again, we're locked up at 30 because a three-pointer goes down for Highlands. And it's 30-30 on that three-point basket by Grulé. That is her fourth, fifth, and 6th points in the game. Driving in is Feddersen. Callie to the basket. Runner won't fall. Rodriguez trying to get the offensive rebound. It rolls off of her, then off of a Highlands player, and out of bounds. So 8:16 to go here in quarter 3. Feddersen to fire it in on top of the word State on the baseline. Gets the pass right back, posting up. Little turnaround shot inside. High off the glass, bounced off the rim, and rebounded by Ari Baca. 8:05 to go here in quarter number 3. 30-30, Cowgirls and Eagles. Feddersen, tight man, outside on Grulé. Takes the dribble all the way towards the Highlands bench. Sends the pass to the far side of the key. Baca will step back, shoot a mid-ranger. It's not going to go. The loose ball is grabbed by Feddersen, and as she rolls to her side to tear it away from Godnet, that's the fourth personal foul on Godnet. Reached in trying to grab that basketball, and that's 4. We'll see what Coach Anders wants to do. Rodriguez is out. Collins comes in for CSC. Collins with 3 fouls. And now the change for New Mexico Highlands as Godnet will leave and Tupuwata will return for Highlands. So some foul trouble with some of the forwards. First player with 4 is Godnet, but Collins has those 3 for CSC. She's going to have to be careful out there with a lot of time left in this game not to pick up that fourth one. Hopefully at all, but at least too early. Open lane to the basket. Keely Pierce dribbles in from 25 feet and gets a layup. 32-30, Shadron State, 7:30 to go here in the third. Ball's lobbed into Baca. Nobody defending underneath the rim, and she gets an easy layup to answer. Tied 32 up, 7:20 to go. This one has that feeling it might come down to the very, very end once again for Shadron State. As Callie Feddersen drives around, throws the ball out to the perimeter, now taking it in. Kyla Collins had her shot blocked, standing on the feet. didn't even have to jump. Tupuwata did a good job defensively to not leave the feet and commit the foul for Highlands. They've got it in the front court with 7 minutes to play, and it's 32-32 Cowboys and Eagles. Miss inside. Offensive rebound saved on the baseline. Schaefer, as she falls down, gets fouled on her try. And Kendra Balcom now has three personal fouls. Metzger and Graham look like they'll come in. First foul on CSC here in the third quarter, as Schaefer, a 77% foul shooter, will put this one up and through. Perfect swish for Schaefer. Avanna Nguyen's coming out. Balcom is coming out. And we await the second foul shot from Schaefer. It is up and good. Makes some both. 4 points now for Schaefer on her first couple of foul shots in the ball game. 34-32 Cowgirls take the lead again by two. 6:43 left here in the third stanza. Erin Graham dribbling in, puts a shoulder into the defender. Gets the ball to Callie Feddersen. She'll drive, jump up, kick it out. Keeley for three. Plateau shot, no good. Off the rim, thrown back into the key by a Highlands player, and Kyla Collins was right there for it for Shadron State. She puts the shot right up and got fouled. Highlands just trying to save the ball in the corner. Good job to, get there and throw it in, but Kyla Collins, it's always dangerous when you throw it right underneath your own basket like that defensively. And Collins will get two free throws after the foul against Valencia, and Kyla's free throw is off the mark. Valencia's second personal. Going to see a Highlands change with Woodruff coming back in for Grulé. And Kyla Collins will have another free throw. 1-for-3 in the game. Floats it forward to the rim, front side of the rim. No good, but the rebound taken on a tip in the corner by Keeley Pierce. Another chance for CSC. Pierce in the left corner takes a dribble, passes it under the defensive arm to Maddie Metzger. Turnaround jumper in the lane is good. 6 minutes, 14 seconds here in quarter three. New score, 34-34. 6:10 to go. Good Armac opener here on a Saturday. Baca fouled on the pass from Woodruff going up. Foul is whistled on Keeley Pierce. Keeley's second tonight. And Baca will go to the line, 75% for her on the year. First free throw tries for Baca. She's got 6 points in this game and make it seven. Some balanced offense for Highland. Schaefer with five. Valencia leading everybody with 10. Baca now with seven. Grulé with six. Tupuwata with five. So contributions across the board there as the second foul shot goes in for Highlands. 36-34 Cowgirls, 6:04 to play here in quarter three. Graham's going to send the pass to Keeley Pierce and then get it right back and try to work it inside to Collins. A reach through steal, takeaway, breakout. Now Tupuwata. Graham trying to chase her down. Tupuwata able to score behind Graham, who raced it underneath, and Tupuwata just kind of hesitated a bit to let Graham run by and then laid it in. 38-34 Highlands, 5:42 to go. Pierce driving right. Low block, turns and passes. Kyla Collins, a rare three-point try. It missed. Valencia the rebound. Kyla took two threes last night. First one tonight. Callie Feddersen, a sneaky steal once again, and gets a layup. You can't sleep in the backcourt with Kyla, or with Callie Feddersen lurking around the inbound. 38-36, 5:19. Whether it's a rebound or an inbound pass, Feddersen looking for those steals underneath the basket. Now it's a reverse layup on the baseline for Schaefer. 5:09 to go, 40-36. Highlands here in the third quarter has outscored CSC by four from the break. Feddersen looking at an angle to the basket. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Forced a leaner. It missed. Rebound pulled in by Highlands. This is Tupuwata going down the floor. It's a three-on-one. Schaefer on the left side jumps up, and Pierce is going to foul her on the low block. 4:50 to go here in the third. And Letty Rodriguez will check in for the Eagles, but we've got a timeout first. It's Highlands 40, Eagles 36. You're listening to Shadron State Women's Basketball on Double Q Country.
Tonight's RMAC scoreboard is brought to you by the official bank of Shadron State Athletics. Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on. Shadron State is expecting to open the 2020-21 season next weekend at home against Westminster and Colorado Mesa. Now let's look at games from Friday inside the league. There were three games played on both the men's and women's side of RMAC competition last night. On the women's side, Western Colorado defeated Black Hills State 81-74 in a terrific game. Colorado Mines over at South Dakota Mines 68-53. And Mesa had no trouble with Colorado Christian 75-61. In men's RMAC games Friday night, Westminster squeaked by MSU Denver 56-55. Colorado Mines crushed South Dakota Mines 70-49. And Mesa whistled past CCU 80-60. Several other games were postponed, including the Black Hills State men's game at Western Colorado and the Metro women at Westminster. Adams State, CSU Pueblo, and UCCS have also altered their opening weekend schedules. Fort Lewis and Western have added a men's game for tonight in Durango to take the place of CSC and Black Hills as opponents who could not make their trips due to COVID-19 concerns. Get ready, fans. We are going to have a lot of this season. Games getting scheduled, maybe at the last minute. Games getting canceled right up towards game day. It's going to be very interesting, frustrating at times, but stay tuned. We'll let you know when the Eagles plan to play. Sadly, however, New Mexico Highlands announced yesterday it is canceling all of its winter sports, as well as volleyball from the fall that was scheduled to start in January, and that is for the entire upcoming season. So no Cowboys men's or women's basketball will be played at all this year, and that means that Chadron State is looking for replacement games December 19th already and early next year. That's a look at our Security First Bank RMAC scoreboard.
Looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Stop by Tommy's Car Lot in Chadron for a huge selection to fit any budget, any need, and any driving desire. Tommy's makes the buying process easy and fun with a financing process that's painless and fast so you can get in your ride quickly and stress-free. See their selection of vehicles online too, tommyscarlot.com, and come by the lot at East Chadron along Highway 20 for a convenient, respectful dealership experience. Tommy's Car Lot in Chadron, 432-3636.
We return for more Eagle women's hoops tonight at Chicoine. 4:50 to go in the third quarter, and Schaefer misses a timeout after the media break. Cowgirls 40, Eagles 36. Highlands plus four here in the third quarter. We were tied at 27 at halftime. And Schaefer's next foul shot. Front side, missed them both. Tip rebound to Aaron Graham. CSC at 4:47, down by four, looking for another run. They've had several in this game to answer. Highlands jumping out on top. Eagles with Rodriguez, free throw line extended to Graham, tries three, got it. Aaron Graham got a far side three, second here in the game. It's a one-point game, 40-39 Cowgirls, 4:28 left in quarter three. That's an eight-point night now for Aaron Graham. Aaron has not missed from three, hit both of them tonight. 4:19 to go. Brule in the left corner into Baca. Metzger, nice defense, kicked out for Brule, and a three from the near side wing. 4:09 to go in the third, and Highlands with a nice answer again, 43-39. Chadron State down by four. Man-on-man Highlands defense. Graham takes it left, gets it to Metzger. Two notches down in the lane, fading away. The shot missed, rebound off of Rodriguez's leg. And out of play. The biggest lead Chadron State's had today has been 3 points. A early third quarter 30-27 difference. That was the first lead they took in the game. Highlands has led by as much as eight, 19-11. That was really early in the second quarter for New Mexico Highlands. We are in one that's going to go the distance, fans. 3:47 left. Good basketball game on a Saturday today. Come on over. Check the end of this one out. Catch game two as well. The men will tip off at approximately 7:30. 4-point Highlands lead and a steal inside by Balcom. Balcom trying to take it away from the Highlands defenders who are ripping at the ball and will have a tie-up. It's going to go to Chadron State. So another takeaway by the Eagles. Callie Feddersen back out onto the floor. And we'll see Highlands put in this 1-3-1 again. Graham will pull some of her teammates up to the half-court line to help defuse this full-court 1-3-1. We saw it in the first half briefly, very briefly, maybe one possession, two at the most, and the Eagles' good angle passing through that press. Feddersen throws it underneath on the baseline. Nuance back outside to Callie on the wing. Touch pass, corner, three, hits the front of the rim. Nice look for Nuance, but it wouldn't go down. Here's a run out now for Tupuana up the floor. Brule on the right wing, free throw line extended. Brule Now dribbling around, looking for Woodruff, finds her. Woodruff bouncing it left, under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Callie Feddersen matched up on Brule. They've milked off 20 seconds on this shot clock so far. Now Woodruff straight away takes the ball left. Woodruff steps through, scoops the ball on four on the shot clock. She's able to hit the scoop shot next to the low block. 4 points for Woodruff. Timeout called. 45-39. 6-point Highlands lead. Eagles want to talk it over. This is Shadron State Women's Basketball on 97.5.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about is important. Life insurance from Farm Bureau can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. And a super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help you make sure you have the right coverage in place. Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Visaggio in Alliance to see how she makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
You're listening to Shadron State College Basketball on Double Q Country.
Eagles trying to pull this one out. 2:41 to go in the third. New Mexico Highlands, though, extending a lead of plus six now, 18-12. We were tied at halftime. Highlands now an 18-12 lead over CSC. After the timeout, a five-point run here for Highlands, and from the timeout, now the Eagles trying to kill that. Havana Nguyen's on the right wing, 10 on the shot clock, bounces it to Collins, low block. Collins, the up-and-under move, puts it in with a left hand. 2:17 to go. That'll kill the 5-0 run and make this a four-point game. 45-41 on the West Coast scoreboard. New Mexico Highlands has the lead. Ball at center court. Dribble to the left. Eagles still man-to-man defense. They've been that way, believe, the whole game. Graham deflects it into the Highlands bench. And Highlands will key it in there. Feddersen's going to defend. And with 13 on the shot clock, a little time. Baca, ooh, almost got away with a travel. I think she did get away with a travel. Now she runs to the rim, and it's going to get fouled. Kind of shuffled her feet when she caught that pass to get the ball back in play. And is instead going to end up with free throws. A 75% free thrower, Baca, to the line. 2 for 2 tonight. And Baca can extend out this lead, and the first free throw does that. 45-41. Highlands. Their wins this year have come over Oklahoma State Panhandle 63-62, and they crushed Adams State 77-62. Highlands hasn't scored under 60 points in 15 of their games. They're right now at 46. Second missed free throw. Rebound chased to the sideline. Still loose. Bodies all over the place. And the ball is going to belong to New Mexico Highlands. But at 46, if Shadron State, one of their keys today, if they could hold Highlands under 60, looked like they'd be able to get the win. But right now, it's 46, and Highlands has the lead. So the Eagles kind of pick it up offensively to win this ball game with Highlands up here in the third, late third quarter. There's a turnover. The ball just rolls away and into Feddersen's hands. Graham on the baseline, hitting Collins, flowing behind the play. Missed the layup on the right. Minute 37 to go in quarter three. Time running down in this third period, and Highlands driving in with Woodruff, traveling on the baseline against Woodruff. Ball comes back to the Eagles. Is it 1-3-1 for Highlands? Doesn't look like it. Just going to walk back and play their standard defense, I believe. Valencia looking over towards Coach Anders, and I don't see the 1-3-1. Nope. Callie Feddersen for Shadron State, and the Eagles looking to get a basket here. Feels like it's been a little while. Feddersen going to try and end that three-pointer. Missed. Metzger can't get the rebound. Rolled off her right hand. Highlands will take it. Feddersen's got 11 rebounds in this game to lead Shadron State. 5 points to go with it. Leading scorer for the Eagles, Letty Rodriguez, has eight. Aaron Graham has eight. And both of those players, nope, Graham's out there. Rodriguez came over to the bench. Graham was hidden for a moment behind a body on the floor. She comes up now with a rebound on a Highlands missed jumper. Eagles near sideline. Graham's got the ball. 49 seconds. Feddersen baseline. Feddersen nudged around a defender. Pass comes to Graham from Nguyen's, and Aaron rattles it in and out. Rebound underneath by Tupuana. Man, that one looked good. And it bounced out. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 46-41, New Mexico Highlands with the lead on the West Coast scoreboard. Valencia, left-handed dribble, far side. Lob it in, double team. Pass across the key. Baca takes it in strong. Got blocked by Maddie Metzger, and the loose ball picked up by Collins. Now Baca's going to get called for a foul. And we'll go to the other end for a double bonus. 18.8 seconds left in the third, and with Baca committing her third foul, two free throws here for Shadron State. Opportunity to get some points here before the end of the third with that clock stalled. Maddie Metzger, an 85% free throw shooter as well, so these are probably automatic for CSC. Metzger's first one, perfect. She doesn't shoot an awful lot of free throws, just 14, including the one she just made. But when she gets to the line, they go. Just under 19 seconds to play, 46-42. This free throw make, if it goes, would make it a one-possession ballgame, and Maddie makes them both. 46-43, Cowgirls by three, 16 seconds as they approach the half-court divider. 12 seconds now, man-to-man Shadron State. Ball's over on the right sideline, 7 seconds. They're going to wait it out and look for a screen. There it is. Baca sets it, driving Woodruff, left-handed floater. Offensive foul as Kyla Collins, a dangerous play with three fouls, right in the lane, took the charge. Offensive foul number one on Woodruff for Highlands, and a big-time gutsy play by Collins with three to take that charge. Just under 2 seconds to go. Passed into Metzger. Metzger at half court. Throws it up from the timeline. And it's off the backboard and rim. Almost went down. Would have tied the game going to the fourth quarter. As it stands, Cowgirls 46, Eagles 43 as we head to the final period. This is going to be a fun finish. Stay with us, fans, for the end of this one. Eagles trailing by three. Fourth quarter next on 97.5.
Hi, this is Paris Fisher. I hate sales. I don't want a good deal just on Easter or Christmas, or to have my business appreciated for 3 days a year, or to get your deal of the day. I want your best deal on everything, every day, every time. That's why at Paris Fisher Auto Sales, we don't have sales. Just fair, honest prices on everything, every day, every time. So if you don't want pushed, pulled, or dragged around, but just want to be treated right, come in and see us. That's Paris Fisher Auto Sales, 130 Main Street in Shadron, where nobody works harder for you.
Three quarters written into history here tonight, and it's New Mexico Highlands 46 and Shadron State 43 in RMAC women's basketball. 10 points for Valencia, leads everybody in scoring for Highlands. Graham, 8. Rodriguez, 8 for Shadron State. 11 rebounds for Tupuata and 11 for Callie Feddersen. As we get the fourth quarter started, Eagles defending man-on-man once again. Baca, air ball on the jumper. That will tumble up against the standard. And the Highlands will, they'll bring Godnett back in with four fouls. So a change. And at 9:40 left, we're going to see Schaefer return too. Cowgirls leading 46-43 without two of their better players in Mayava and Pribble. Mayava, concussion, not playing. Pribble didn't play last night or today. Couple of sophomores as Highlands looks to build its program under Joseph Anders, former interim head coach at Arizona State. Talking pack 12 there, 9:25 left. Metzger hits Collins, cutting on the baseline. A nice assist by Maddie. Kyla Collins now with 8 points, and it's 46-45. We got a one-point game here in the fourth quarter. We played 50 seconds. Ball's at the three-point line, now right on top of the free throw stripe. Here is a jumper. It's going to miss by Tupuata. Rebound Collins defensively. Shadron State's got a chance to take the lead. Eagles have not led much in this game at all. 32-30 was the last time they led. Graham misses the shot. Rebound. Now it's out of bounds off of CSC. Yep, Shadron State's last lead came at 7-13 in the third quarter by two. Highlands has led for 81% of this game. 46-45, 8:45 on the clock. Kendra Balcom's coming in at the next dead ball. Graham is defending on Schaefer at the three-point arc. Godnett in the high post. Schaefer dribbles left. Pass to the corner. Three-pointer is open, and it's missed by Groulet. Offensive rebound. Schaefer reverse. Just threw it up behind her head. 8:24 left. Schaefer with an interesting putback bucket. 48-45, 8:19. And Schaefer's got 9 points in the game tonight. Feddersen here on the near sideline. Throws it to Newens on the left. She's going to try for three again. Has two of them tonight. This one too strong. It wouldn't go. And the rebound pulled in by Grulet for New Mexico Highlands. 8 minutes to go here in the fourth. Grulet out in front of the CSC student section. Top of the volleyball spiking line at midcourt. Now Woodruff will dribble left 45-degree angle. Bounce into the high post. Down the right column, Godnet will dribble it out. Baseline. Throw it over the top of Schaefer. Ends up with Woodruff. Floater won't go with nine on the shot clock. Rebound, Grant. A lucky play by CSC. Fortunate that she missed that wide open play. And now coming crashing over here towards us. Nearly taking out us at the scorer's table. Trying to take that ball away was Tupuata. It's out of bounds. It'll be Shadron State ball. Newens will throw it in. And it's 7:40 to go. Grulet will defend the inbound pass. Newens lobs it. Lobs it to midcourt. Feddersen out on the Shadron State logo. Has it. And the offense goes in motion. Three-point basket would tie it. Feddersen goes to the basket instead. And gets fouled on the low block. Forearm foul called on Woodruff. Be Woodruff's second. And now she'll shuffle out of the lineup. Valencia returns for Highlands. No bonus. Feddersen to inbound it on the baseline. Callie gets it to Kyla Collins. Goes into the lane. Got tripped up. Kept the dribble. Kept her feet. Gives it to Feddersen. Feddersen drives. Leaner gets the foul call. Two shots upcoming for Callie Feddersen. One for one today at the free throw line. 70% as a team. Shadron State 7 out of 10. Feddersen, one of the best free throw shooters in the RMAC, going to the line. Free throw good by Feddersen. Second best on the team percentage-wise, Metzger at 85, then Feddersen, Rodriguez, and Graham follow that up. If this game stays close, those are the four the Eagles want on the stripe. 48-46 with 7:26 as Cali prepares for a next one. It is good. Feddersen got both free throws, and we have got a one-point game with 7.5 minutes left. Still a lot of time, a lot of opportunity for both teams in this one. Eagles looking for win number 6 in conference. Highlands looking for win number 2 in the RMAC. And there's a three by Baca. A quick three on the outside. 7:09 to play. 10 points now for Baca. And 12 for Baca. As the stat monitor and the scoreboard didn't agree with each other. They look at the stat monitor now, and it's a dozen. And she's the leading scorer now for Highlands. Feddersen, three-pointer. And she gets knocked down. Chance for a four-point play to match Feddersen's jersey number on that foul. Perfect swish on that three as well. 51-50, Cowgirls by a point, but Feddersen is a free throw away from tying up the ball game. And that's a double-double for Feddersen now, too. 11 rebounds, 10 points. Callie Feddersen with another double-double, and the free throw ties us up. 51-51. We'll mark that down at 6:56 to play in the fourth. This game was tied at 51. Shadron State able to equal things up. They still haven't led since early in the third quarter. Their first lead of the ballgame came at that point, 32-30. Highlands with the ball and a little adversity as the Eagles have shifted momentum. Valencia dribbling right, still on the arc. Lady Rodriguez picked her up defensively. Driving in. Woodruff throws it right to Keely Pierce. A steal for Shadron State. 6:28 left. Eagles tied it up. Now they can take the lead. Feddersen feeling it. Scoops the pass to Rodriguez. Going to dribble in. Now send it to the elbow. Balcom down to the baseline. Out to Graham. Three-pointer for the lead. It's too strong. Rebound Highlands on the weak side. Pulled in by Woodruff. Woodruff around the timeline. Woodruff takes it to the corner with a pass for Schaefer. There's a two. Long two. Highlands back on top by a deuce. 53-50. 6 minutes to go on the West Coast scoreboard. Feddersen walks it across. Graham shuffling around, looking for the ball. Stagnant offense here. A lot of standing around. Now things start to move. Feddersen for Pierce. A three, and it's no good. Now we got an off-ball foul near where that rebound was. I think it's on Aaron Graham. It is. It's her second. Aaron Graham's second. And we have 5:47 to play. Highlands leading 53-51. Eagles had just tied it up. Highlands now with the ball. It's been a game that has seen a lot of runs. 7-point run in the first quarter for Shadron State that followed up a 6-point run in the first quarter as well. We got a whistle now. Eagles with a 5-point run, a 6-point run, Highlands with a five-point run. And the foul is against Balcom, her fourth. She's going to stay on the floor momentarily, but Kyla Collins is coming to the scorer's table. Down in the post, Baca goes around Balcom. Kendra got to be careful not to pick up that fifth. She didn't. Defended the play pretty good, but a nice leaner and score by Baca. So Highlands, a 55-51 lead. Graham trying to chew into that. Missed the short jump shot. Rebound is last touched by New Mexico Highlands. Kyla Collins coming back in for CSC. Kendra Balcom headed over to the bench. Four fouls for Kendra. Three for Collins. Remember on the other side, Godnett, one of their forwards, has four. And she's still on the floor for the Highlands Cowgirls. Feddersen gets the ball to Collins. Kyla out for Pierce. She was open for three, but when the pass got there, it wasn't available. Taking it in, Feddersen jump pass to Letty. Good look from 17, and Letty Rodriguez is going to hit that shot. Double figures now for Rodriguez. 10 points for Letty. Back to where she's been the last couple of weekends scoring-wise after a scoreless night yesterday. 4:45 to go, and it's 55-53 and out of bounds. Timeout. Looks like it's going to stay with Highlands, and we'll take a break. Timeout here in the fourth. This one coming down to the end. It's a two-point game. Highlands the lead, 55-53. This is Shadrick State Women's Basketball on Double Q Country.
Whether it's a knee or shoulder surgery, rotator cuff repair, ACL reconstruction, or non-surgical orthopedic care, Dr. Wasser at Shadron Orthopedics has you covered. Dr. Wasser is fellowship trained in sports medicine and has been bringing quality, compassionate orthopedic care to the area for over a year now. From diagnosis to recovery, all care is done locally. Combined with Shadron Community Hospital's rehabilitative team, you'll be back enjoying the activities you love before you know it. For an appointment, call 432-5586.
Listen worldwide to Shadron State Hoops on PanhandlePost.com. Now back to the game with Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, on Double Q Country.
A little less than 5 minutes to play in regulation between Shadron State and New Mexico Highlands. This is Eagle Basketball on 97.5. Highlands has the ball as we come out of the break. 55-53, 4:33, 6 on the shot clock. Woodruff steps outside the three-point line and launches away. It is good. Highlands hits its ninth three-pointer today. They are hot from back behind that line, shooting over 50%. Aaron Graham and the Eagles, will they get an answer here? Feddersen sidesteps, three-point try. It's off the front side. Boy, it was online. Big offensive rebound. Kyla Collins, a putback. 58-55 as Kyla scores. And that puts her into double figures. Third Eagle into double figures now today. Feddersen 11, Rodriguez 10, Collins with 10. Dip under 4 minutes to play now here in the ball game on the West Coast scoreboard. It's a two-point lead for Highlands. Three-point lead, 58-55. Here at the elbow is Valencia. Gives it to Baca. Knifes into the key. Down to the baseline. Touch pass. Valencia. Three-pointer. Front rim. Missed it. Feddersen's got the rebound. She's got a dozen of those now. Into the front court. Challenging the defense. Gets the runner to go. She got knocked over. No foul call. But Feddersen able to scoop it and score. 58-57. Cowgirl lead is one. Whistle. Timeout. Coach Anders wants to discuss it. We're coming right back after this. You're listening to Shadron State Women's Basketball on Double Q Country. Cowgirl lead down to one.
There's no doubt that 2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but there is one thing that is certain. Our patients have supported us through thick and thin, and for that we are grateful. Hi, this is Dr. Devin Davis from the Northwest Eye Center in Shadron. Small business is the lifeblood of our rural communities, and they depend on each and every one of you for support, especially through difficult times. Please make it a priority to shop locally this Christmas and show the small business owner how much you appreciate them. And I hope you will remember us the next time you need a new pair of glasses or eye examination. The Northwest Eye Center, 139 West 3rd in Chapman.
3 minutes and 26 seconds left in this basketball game, or possibly just regulation, as Shadron State and New Mexico Highlands have played an entertaining one for a good crowd who's made their way over here today on this Saturday. Remember, men's game is coming up about 7:30 is when that one will tip. Could be really exciting there. Highlands and CSC, they played an exciting game last year down in Las Vegas, and Highlands won that one 93-80. And Shadron State looking to return that favor here this season and pick up their third win of the year under new head coach Houston Reed. 3:12 to go here in the women's fourth quarter. 58-57 Highlands lead, and they have the basketball. dribbling down the side of the key. Woodruff's runner with 3 seconds on the shot clock is not going to go. Follow is up, and that won't fall. Now Feddersen able to rip away the rebound and get tied up. Is there a foul in there as well, or just a tie-up as Feddersen has to put her hair back together? Got kind of ripped around, and the hairband unleashed. And she'll button herself back up, and there was a foul there. It was on Woodruff, her third. Baca's going to leave for Highlands. Grulé is coming back in. So Woodruff is going to defend as the Eagles, no bonus free throws here. Cowgirls just their fourth, so the next one will put CSC into a double bonus. Feddersen jogs it up across the divider, and the play is in motion with Aaron Graham just behind the three-point line. Out of Collins at the elbow. Finds Feddersen angling to the basket, and Janet Raymond, the head coach, started clapping before that shot went up. It was so obvious that Feddersen was going to hit that. The play worked perfectly, and it's 59-58. Shadron State has its first lead since 32-30. 2.5 to go here in the ball game. That fires up the crowd, stomping and chanting defense, defense. Down inside, Valencia, offensive foul. Kyla Collins takes another charge. That is two she has taken with three personal fouls. So close to getting that fourth. It's so dangerous, but you gotta love how Collins has that aggressiveness. Knows she's gonna be in the right spot and took another charge. Offensive foul, that's number four on Valencia. Keely Pierce gets to the basket, and another Eagle bucket. 61-58, Shadron State leads it by three. 2:12 to play in your basketball game, and timeout New Mexico Highlands. Shadron State's got its biggest lead of the day, 61-58. More Eagle hoops coming up on 97.5 as CSC tries to close it out.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Randy Bauer in Shedron today.
A minute 53 to go, and Keely Pierce with a block shot. Now a loose ball, and Schaefer will get it back and score. Just out of the timeout, Highlands using a little time to pass it around, and then Schaefer found herself stuffed by Keely Pierce, but stayed with the play. The loose ball got to her, and she scored plus the foul. So 61-60, and a chance to tie it up. A minute 50 to go, and Schaefer to the line. She is 2-for-4 today. Schaefer free throw. In and out. Kyla Collins with a big-time rebound in between two Cowgirls. Eagles, 1:44 left, leading at 61-60. Trying to find that sixth win in the RMAC season. Keely Pierce, far sideline. Keely bouncing at Aaron Graham now. Aaron one-on-one. Finds Rodriguez, cycling to the basket, hits the runner. Graham to Rodriguez for a three-point lead. Minute 25 to go. Defense, we'll see what it goes. I think man-to-man again. Yes, it will be. Rodriguez comes out defending Woodruff, shadowing her as she takes the dribble to the left side. Scoop pass to Schaefer. 17 on the shot clock, 1:14 on the game clock. Schaefer dribbling right. Schaefer, Feddersen tried to draw the offensive foul, didn't get it, and the bucket's good by Schaefer. A minute four to play, 63-62. Cowgirls down by one on the West Coast scoreboard. We're under a minute now with CSC trying to continue this lead. A deflected pass. They're going to say Highlands basketball. Eagles begging for a deflection. I saw a deflection. I wonder if the officials thought maybe it went off a CSC last. But the Highlands defender tipped it. They're going to talk about it for a moment and might review this with 55 seconds left. I think they're going to take a review of this deflection. As it stands, Eagles lead 63-62. Timeout. We'll be right back and see if CSC can pull it out. It's on 97.5. After a long, long delay, New Mexico Highlands awarded the basketball. On that deflection, they'll say it went off of Shadron State. So 42 seconds to play. Highlands down 63-62. Highlands has the basketball in the forecourt. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Shadron State trying to win its sixth game here at the bitter end against New Mexico Highlands. Dribbling left, Woodruff. Five on the shot clock. Stolen away, Letty Rodriguez. Rodriguez on a fast break. Highlands getting back. Letty holds it up. 23 on the game clock, and a foul as Highlands has to shut down the clock and put CSC on the foul line. Schaefer called for the foul, and a wonderful job by Letty Rodriguez in this game today. 12 points, comes away with a steal that might save it for Shadron State. 63-62, 22 seconds to go. And Rodriguez, the first bonus foul shot is perfect. And a second foul shot is perfect. 65-62, 21 seconds to go. Eagles have to defend the three-point arc here. See if Highlands wants to try a quick two. It does not appear so. 13 seconds to go. Man-to-man defense. Ball on the outside still. A good 35, 40 feet from the basket. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Left side, three. Banked it in. 3 seconds to go. Shadron State's got it, and a timeout called by Coach Raymer. 65-65, and Woodruff didn't call bank, but she put that in off the backboard. Timeout, and we'll be right back. Shadron State, Highlands tied at 65. Eagles trying to win it here at the very end and avoid overtime. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on 97.5.
Christmas is a time for giving, and Wallstrom Ford is once again collecting toys for our Toys for Tots program to distribute to children in our community. Just bring a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more with your receipt by December 18th, and you'll receive a certificate for a free oil change to be used by February 28th. Limit 2 per household, please. Help us make this season a little brighter for a little boy or girl in our community. Remember, you only have till December 18th. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatham.
Let's go back courtside with more Shadron State basketball and voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins on Double Q Country.
Shadron State with 2.1 seconds to go, tied 65-65. Highlands man-to-man defense everywhere as they inbound three-quarter court for Kyla Collins. Eagles presumably here could win it or go to overtime. Collins lobs it in. Graham catches it at half court, throws it to Feddersen for the win, and oh, it does not go. And we're going to go play another 5 minutes. Why not? 65-65. Eagles and Cowgirls coming up overtime here on Double Q Country. Stay with us for a fifth quarter here on 97.5. 5 more minutes here at the Chicoin Center at least. New Mexico Highlands 65, Shadron State 65. Woodruff hitting the game-tying three-pointer to tie us up 65-65 with 2 seconds to go, a little more than 2 seconds, and so we will play some more. Eagles with Feddersen underneath, finds Keeley Pierce for a three-point lead. Keeley, it hits the rim. Rebound, Kyla Collins back up, and Shadron State leads by two. 67-65, Kyla Collins now with a dozen points in the game. Two-point Eagle lead, 4:43 to go. Ball's on the right wing with the Highlands offense. Woodruff, who just banked home that miracle three with a couple of seconds left to send this game to OT. Passes into the corner for Valencia. She's defended by Graham. Now to Schaefer, dribbles in. Kyla Collins going to tear it away. Steal for Shadron State. Eagles get their ninth steal here in the ballgame. Kyla Collins has played well today, taking 2 charges with 3 fouls, getting steals, getting rebounds. Whale of a game there for Kyla Collins. 4:13 to go. Ball's on the left side with Callie Feddersen driving in, looking for a 2-basket lead. No good. Callie's got her own rebound. Power dribble, double team, needs some help. Finds Kyla on the outside, and Aaron Graham's going to calm things down, reset the offense against the Highland man-to-man. We played a minute in overtime. Shadron State by 2, looking for more. Keeley Pierce drive, no good. Offensive rebound, Rodriguez has it snatched away. And now, as she falls down, it's going to go to Highlands. Letty might get called. Yes, she's going to get called for a foul, trying to go for the ball after it was taken from her down low. So a two-point game at 67-65. And supporting the Shadron State Eagles all season, every season, is Shadron Lumber Company. Today's game coming to you live courtside from the CSC broadcast deck, built by Shadron Lumber Company. See them for all your building and project needs at 115 Shadron Avenue, downtown. 3:47 on the overtime clock. Two-point Shadron State lead. Letty Rodriguez in the man-to-man defense is out defending at Tupuana. Ball comes to Baca in between the rings. Bounces it to Schaefer, steps out, fakes the three, drives on Keeley Pierce, help defender, Graham gets in the way. Offensive foul. Eagles taking a ton of charges in this game, getting set up proper. And the Highlands offense, another foul against him. That is 2 on Schaefer. Those are such big fouls because not only do they give you the ball, they are momentum fouls that in overtime you can just build upon those babies. Shadron stayed up 67-65. We played a minute and a half in OT. After the charge, Eagles have the basketball. And Callie Feddersen able to get by Woodruff, who went for a steal. Fine scram. Here's a wide open three-pointer. It's down! Aaron's got three threes tonight. That gives her 11 points in the ballgame. Four Eagle double-figure scores. Shadron State by five, 70-65 in overtime. Schaefer left. Valencia in the deep left corner with a three-point line. Dribbles it a little bit, gives the ball away. Now bounced into the high post, a wild pass that Tupuana threw too hard for her teammate, and it's taken by the Eagles. Another Highlands turnover. Shadron State a 5-0 overtime run. They got the charge, they got the turnover. A basket here might put this thing away, but now it's a throwaway. Graham trying to get it to Rodriguez and rainbowed it over her head and out of play. Feddersen's going to get a breather. Callie, how many minutes has she played tonight? 37 in this game, so she'll be out briefly. I wouldn't expect Callie to be out very long here in overtime. 2:41 to go. Shadron State's best player having another big time game. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 0 and 5 assists as well for Feddersen. Here's a little runner in the lane by Woodruff, puts it in with the left. First basket for Highlands in overtime. Shadron State leads by 370-67. Aaron Graham in the offense facing the Highlands man-to-man again. Three-point lead, and here comes Feddersen, as we expected, right off the bench here quick. Keeley Pierce calmly dribbling at the three-point line, passes back against where she came from, gets it right back, catching, firing, three-point dropping. Keeley Pierce, 73-67. She hit the first, took the first one of the ball game, hits her first one today, one for five. 1:59 to go. Three-point answer, not going to go. Kyla Collins rebound. 1:52 left, 73-67. Shadron State by six. This is the biggest lead the Eagles have had in the game. 6 points right now here in overtime. Keeley in front of Coach Raymer here on the Shadron State bench. Dribbling, throwing it to the far sideline. Nuance now inside, halfway down the lane. Rodriguez back outside to Havana, gets it back from Graham. Now Letty swings it low of the ankles, goes, turns, 180, scoop shot, good. Minute 25 left, and Letty Rodriguez is having a night. 16 points for Rodriguez, and the Eagles extend their biggest lead of the game. They got 75 points. Baca can't answer on the other side. Kyla Collins will grab another rebound. Kyla's got seven. And down to the offensive end. Graham Collins lays it in. 105 to go, and the Eagles can feel it. Plus 10 on the board. 77-67. Eagles on the West Coast scoreboard. Timeout Highlands. And the Eagles come over and regroup as Highlands wants to take a break. Shadron State, though, I think feels like they've got this one in the bag. We'll see if they can finish it up right after this on 97.5.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Dewey here. If you're still trying to find that perfect gift for someone on your list, swing by Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. Right now, we have gaming chairs on sale from $14.98 to $7.88. We have cooling pillows, oil-infused pillows, weighted blankets, infinity massage chairs, and more. Of course, if you're still looking for a new dining set, living room set, or maybe even some end tables or coffee tables for the holidays, we have those too. We'll even deliver on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas from all of us at Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, West 6th Street in Shadron, where your Christmas wishes begin.
Now back to the CSC broadcast deck built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle basketball on Double Q Country.
55 seconds left in overtime. 15-foot baseline jumper, air ball, Highlands. Rebound CSC. Eagles are going to win this one. 45 seconds to go in overtime and a 10-point lead. Pierce over to Graham, over to Callie Feddersen, and they'll reach in again. Haven't fouled yet. Haven't stopped the clock. Rodriguez will catch outside. 15 on the shot clock. Great decision by Letty not to take it. Eagles are just wasting away this time, and they're going to get the win. Highlands content not to foul. Down 10. 5 on the shot clock. Graham with the ball to Letty Rodriguez. Lost it momentarily, and they will not get a shot away, but it doesn't matter. 21 seconds to play. 77-67. They erased all of that time, 30 full seconds in that possession for CSC defensively. That's a win, almost better than points, coming off a quicker shot there. 10-point lead. Highlands ball in the front court. 15 seconds. Ball goes out to Garouf with three. Missed it. Rebound inside Schaefer. Gets around Feddersen, but draws a foul. And now Feddersen will pick up just her second, so she'll remain in. But this thing is all academic, fans. 77-67. Right, this one is a win for Shadron State. They'll be 6-9 in conference, 6-12 overall. Highlands will fall to 2-16 and 1-14, and Highlands will drop its 14th straight game. The frustration continues for the Cowgirls. They're underneath a rebuild with an interim head coach, Joseph Anders. And Highlands, after getting blown out at Regis, credit them on this great effort here tonight. But they will come up short as Schaefer's foul shot is good. New score, 77-68. Another one. Missed it. Baca rebound. Strip away. Feddersen trying to take it away. Still loose. Keely Pierce diving in at it. And it's going to be Highlands basketball. So the final few seconds in this one before Shadman State gets ready to play Colorado Christian and Colorado Mines. They beat Christian in Lakewood, lost to Mines in Golden earlier this year. Going to look for wins 7 and 8 next weekend here at the Chicoine Center. Ball lofted in with 3 seconds. Deep three, Valencia swish. 1.1 to go, but this ball game is over. 77-71. Shadron State wins it in overtime. The Eagles pick up a nice victory here today over New Mexico Highlands, outlasting the Cowgirls in OT. 77-71. GLR CPA postgame wrap is coming up right now. Thoughts from Coach Raymer and full stats after this.
Coming up next, it's the GLR CPA postgame wrap with a breakdown and analysis of tonight's game, thoughts from Eagles head coach Janet Raymer, and final statistics. You're listening to CSE Basketball on Double Q Country.
CSC Basketball is proudly presented by First National Bank North Platte, the bank you call first.
What comes to mind when you hear GLR CPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Latzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Shadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLR CPA, big firm capability, small town personality.
It's time to break this one down with Coach's thoughts and analysis on the GLR CPA postgame wrap.
All right, let's go over final stats. Coach Janet Raymer wanting to visit with the team briefly before coming over on the post game. Certainly going to give them some congrats for pulling this one out in overtime. 77-71, Shadron State, 6-point overtime win over the New Mexico Highlands Lady Cowgirls. Stats tonight, Letty Rodriguez, 16 points on 5 of 10 shooting. 15 for Callie Feddersen on 5 of 15. 14 points for Kyla Collins and 11 for Aaron Graham. 4 double-figure Eagle scorers. And Keely Pierce played the best game of the year that she's had. 4 out of 9 from the field, 9 points for Keely. Eagles shot 41% for the game, 29 out of 70. Made 7 three-pointers, 28% from the arc. And free throws, 12 of 15, 80%. Highlands had 4 double-figure scorers, 16 points for Kaylin Schaefer. 14 for Ari Baca, 13 for Ida Valencia, and 12 for Jacinda Woodruff, who hit the bank three-pointer to send the game to overtime. 9 points for Guru and 7 for Tupuwata. Shooting for Highlands, 27 out of 64, 42%, just a touch better than Shadron. 10 three-pointers today for New Mexico Highlands, 3 of them by Valencia, 3 by Brule. Looking again at the rest of the stats, 50% total for 3 for Highlands, 10 out of 20, 58% from the free throw line, 7 out of 12. Rebounding today, 41 for CSC, 40 for New Mexico Highlands, a dozen boards for Tupuwata for Highlands, 13 rebounds for Callie Feddersen, a double-double. Kyla Collins had 7 rebounds for CSC. 15 assisted baskets for the Eagles, 10 for Highlands, 20 Highlands turnovers, 14 for Shadron State. And in overtime, the Eagles again outscore Highlands 12 8-6. And we'll bring in head coach Janet Raymer. Coach, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, we got Coach on the headset. And, boy, Coach, this one, overtime, 77-71. That crazy three with a couple seconds left. What'd you tell the team as you brought them over right before overtime to get them ready to pull this one out?
That we needed to show some dominance. We hadn't really most of the night. We actually trailed, and I felt like we were a better team, and we weren't showing it on the court. And so I wanted them to just go out and play as hard as they could and be smart and take great shots and push the ball because I felt like we were faster and just play good basketball. And I felt like it was kind of a rough night.
What do you think about Kyla Collins' night? She took two charges, I noticed, with three fouls. I mean, that's gutsy right there to take two charges with three fouls in the second half. Maybe not what you exactly wanted, but, hey, it worked out.
It worked out for us, yeah. You know, she will do that from time to time, and she has good positioning usually. And honestly, sometimes I think that they don't even see where her feet are when she is legal and should get those calls. I think she should get more of those.
All right, and then Lady Rodriguez scoreless last night, 16 today. How about the changeover Friday to Saturday for Letty? Nice to see her back to that hot scoring streak she's been on.
Yeah, she's struggling a little bit. Her hand's all taped up, and I was worried about that. So I was actually surprised to see her scoring those points. She struggled, I think, a little bit early and was able to start to find it. So we're happy.
Biggest keys to the game and the win in your mind, Coach? What did you see as the biggest reasons you won this overtime game?
You know, we never quit, for one. There were times where we just kept getting down, you know, and not like a lot, but it was just a big struggle for us to really do much, and it wasn't like us the way we played tonight. I didn't think it just seemed strange, but we kept going at it. I was happy that we were moving the ball a lot better today. We were really executing our offense. That's something we talked about this morning, and it was a big deal for us. The execution, staying off the refs, we just wanted to play basketball, and we absolutely changed. We turned that corner and did it tonight.
Excellent job, Coach. Congratulations on your sixth win here with the Eagles this year.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Janet Raymer on the GLRCPA post-game wrap, and that's going to wrap things up for our broadcast. Coming up next, we will have the men's game, CSC and New Mexico Highlands, in just a few minutes here on Double Q Country. We invite you to stay along with us for that. Shadron State's next women's game is next Friday night right here. The Eagles play Colorado Christian, pregame 5:20, tip-off 5:30 on 97.5. We'll have that one for you, of course, as we do through the entire RMAC season. Men's game coming up in just a bit. Highlands and CSC in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back here on Double Q with more Eagle basketball.
What comes to mind when you hear GLRCPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Lotzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Shadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLRCPA, big firm capability, small town personality.